Coming up on this episode of Gun for Hire Radio, in Irvington, New Jersey, a woman dies after being bound and gagged during a home invasion. And earlier this week, a Winslow Township man was shot in the face and chest during yet another home invasion robbery. Roselle police are searching for a man who robbed a convenience store at gunpoint. No surprises there. The sign reads, "Welcome to Newark," where a mob of 15 thugs beat and robbed a group of concertgoers outside the multi-million dollar Albatross, now known as the Prudential Center. Mayor Cory Booker, no doubt planning his next fire rescue, says, "No comment." But sources close to the celebrity mayor say he's likely to find a way to blame toy guns for the crime. And speaking of toy guns, a 13-year-old Jersey City boy was arrested for possessing a... yep, you guessed it. Teens with water guns terrorize Montgomery Township, just north of Princeton. Police are reportedly cracking down on the decades-old high school tradition of soaking one's classmates with super soakers. Harmless fun? I think not, say residents who are terrified by the ordeal. The Crypt Keeper blames gun show loopholes for domestic violence. And surprise of all surprises, the left-leaning PolitiFact says he's right. Well, it looks like air travelers soon might be taking it all off following another failed underwear bombing incident. Officials say no, but witnesses traveling through Newark's Liberty International Airport report the installation of what appeared to be dancers' poles being installed at security checkpoints throughout the airport. And many popular travel websites are now advising air travelers traveling through Newark to be sure and pack a good supply of extra single-dollar bills. Due to vacation schedules, mental health days, coffee breaks, and mandatory union work slowdowns, no TSA officials could be reached for comment on this story. And in yet another brilliant stroke of genius, the Obama administration has recently appointed members of the Muslim Brotherhood to oversee TSA, Homeland Security, and be special advisors to the Pentagon. No, seriously, you can't make shit like this up. And finally, in our This Is What It's Supposed to Be Like department, an 84-year-old Korean War vet ballistically removed an armed invader from his Elizabeth Township, PA home, expertly dispatching the stunned 25-year-old shitbag with his vintage 9mm Luger. And we've got audio!
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. It is an interesting week this week, Anthony. We have a lot of stuff going on.
I have a craving right now because our studio is in Belleville, and the town next to us is in Nutley, and I saw that tan lady, the one that brought her 5 year old to tan.
Yes.
And now I feel like having beef jerky.
Oh, good. Yes. Well, you know, it's always good to have a face like leather.
And I know you don't like me to do this, but I was checking out our Android app for Gun for Hire Radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, the internet is so... you can hide behind a name. Someone named King wrote, "Fix the app, fat boy." Speaking to me. And King, I just wanted to tell you that the Android app is not broke. And if it was, it was probably something your mother did.
Now, so, why would I be against this?
Oh, okay. Just checking. New Jersey. Here we go, New Jersey.
Great.
Are you ready? I can't believe how much news we have.
It's just amazing. You couldn't pay for this kind of stuff.
You know, I'm getting a flood of pictures and video and stuff for the shitbaggerator.
Nice.
So we're
going
to have...
It does get a lot of play.
One.
I hear we have to have shitbaggerator product, too. Huh?
Yeah, we're working on something. So, you know, the first thing I want to talk about is there was a... We're going to call it a home invasion in Irvington.
Yeah.
And this poor 55-year-old woman was tied up, and she asphyxiated. She had asthma and everything.
Yeah.
She died, but her son was a shitbag.
Hmm.
And that was a drug deal gone bad, and she walked in on it, and the bad guys tied her up. And I mean, this poor 55-year-old woman. So another thing I like to talk about, when you think of situational awareness and stuff, you got to be careful with knowing what's going on in your surroundings and in your own
home.
I mean, today there are so many, you know, middle-class kids that are part of gangs. I mean, if your son or daughter is involved in something and you're not aware of it, you might walk in on a bad thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, this poor woman, 55 years old. Well, I mean, what ridiculous. I'm thinking about her, spent her last minutes bound and gagged dying like that,
and
suffocating.
Dying, gasping for breath.
I mean, it's horrible. And then we had another home invasion in Winslow. But even that, you know, it's suspect now if it was a real home invasion or something that went bad. But this guy got shot in the face and the chest.
Right.
During a home invasion / robbery.
In Winslow, which is like 2 blocks away from where Moses left his sandals.
You love that line. And, you know, we have Gun for Hire South. We have a range down there and everything. And Winslow's kind of nice, you know. I mean, it's amazing. But, again, you have to be careful of your surroundings and what's going on. I mean, this guy took a bullet in the face and a bullet in the chest. And it looks like he's going to be okay. But it's spreading everywhere, Sandy.
Yeah, it's just the economy going where it is. I mean, although if you listen to the ABC News, everything's good. Job market's up. Everybody's got money. The economy's doing really well. Everything's picking up a quarter of a thousandth percent.
Well, that's one of the problems. We're going to have to work on this. I posted something on the Gun for Hire Facebook that, you know, the average American's going to be like a lemming to the sea because already the media, you know, George Soros and everybody else, the left control, they are going to start playing and cooking the books. All, you know, gas went down 0.2% and everybody's gas is on its way down. Unemployment's on its way down. Job creation's on its way up. Housing starts are up. Refinances are up. This is all a bunch of bullshit. Everybody I know who was unemployed a year ago is still unemployed.
They're still unemployed, right. They're just taking them off.
This is all to set up Obama to get reelected.
Of course.
It's to shove it down our throats so that they stop watching Dancing with the Stars for 15 minutes and go, oh, yeah, Obama, good. I vote for him.
Yeah.
That's basically what it comes down to.
You're absolutely
right. Like a robot.
Yep. And we are, too. We are like robots. Well, because the average person spends most of their time trying to make ends meet. And the problem is the ends just keep getting further and further apart. And nobody in Washington, look at what's going on with this guy this past week. He had a $40,000 a night dinner at George Clooney's house. Most people can't pay their damn mortgage. And this guy's raising $40,000 a head from who? Limousine liberals.
Amazing, isn't it?
No, it's disgusting when you think about it.
I mean, really, really amazing. And
it's like Marie Antoinette.
But if you move over to a free state like Pennsylvania, what about that ballsy Korean War vet?
Yeah, that was pretty good. In fact, we've got coming up after the break, we got some pretty cool audio that we've got from WPIX out. And,
I want to play the audio and I want to talk about how anybody can defend themselves.
Yeah. You know, I think that's one of the big things. You know what? Let's get to it right now.
He may be 84 years old, but this Army veteran was not about to become a victim.
And this is in Korea.
He carried it in the Korean War, but Fred Ricciuti told me he hoped he'd never have to use his German Luger to protect his ailing wife and his home.
And I dialed 911.
At 4:30 this morning, police say Fred woke up to find this man, 25-year-old Raymond Hiles, standing in his doorway, uninvited and with a screwdriver in his hand. Fred turned the tables and fired.
I said, halt, who's there? And he turned around, and that on fire. I'm not thinking friend or foe, I know you shouldn't be there at that time of the day.
Fred's shot went through a door and a storm door window and on the way grazed the intruder in the back of the neck. We saw the bandage when Hiles was led to jail. We saw the casing too. It was still in Fred's yard.
Hard to hit anything with a 45, but a Luger is a very well-balanced gun.
Police say Hiles tried to pry his way in, but eventually entered through an unlocked kitchen door. They say he still had the screwdriver and a stun gun on him when Elizabeth Township police arrested him just a few minutes after that and a few blocks away.
Do you think this guy took on the wrong house, took on the wrong guy?
I think he probably found that out.
You know, go ahead, Fred.
You know, 85 years old and a 25-year-old shitbag. And the guy is a Korean War vet.
Right.
And halt, you know, he says,
right from the military.
You know, the shitbags are carrying a lot of screwdrivers lately.
Screwdrivers and stun guns.
Yes, but You know, people say if we get rid of all the guns, crime will disappear too. Yeah. Really, they will. But you want to talk about, here's a perfect example. This guy, this 85-year-old guy, weighed like 95 pounds.
Right, right.
Frail guy with suspenders. Yeah. You know, the ultimate equalizer, the ultimate force multiplier, you know, 85, 1 point, shitbag zero. They grazed the back of his neck. Imagine how this bastard must have felt as he was running for his life. He saw the gun. He turned to run. The gun went off. He must have thought he got shot. I bet you he must have been scared shit, you know? Oh, my God, I got shot. I got shot. What a great day. Oh, I mean, I commend our Korean War vet two times. He protected his home, himself, and his wife. What would this guy have done to them, Sandy? Maybe right. Probably killed
right.
them both.
Right, he was ready to go.
Stole everything from their house.
Sure.
Now, you know what he'll get? He'll get, like, 6 months prison time in our effed up friggin' society. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
The fastest growing Second Amendment broadcast in the nation for 50 straight weeks. 50 weeks.
And I'll do my plug, vistaparking.com, Tom at vistaparking.com. If you're flying out of Newark, No Liberty International Airport, make sure you park your car at vistaparking.com. They'll take you to the airport with your bags and pick you up. Great security and the whole bit. I want to do another public service announcement.
And you get to go through the new screening process with
We're going
to
talk about that.
With a dancing pole.
You know, let's talk about that now. Let's talk about it. They caught another terrorist who was an undercover agent, by the way, trying to wear an underwear bomb and leave Yemen, by the way.
Wow, surprise. Yemen. And Yemen is such a great neutral area.
But, you know, this is a good testament to our covert people over there working. I mean, this guy must have risked his life working operative for both sides. And as soon as they put the underwear bomb on him, he went right to the Saudi consulate and turned himself in. And then the Saudis
took it. Dude, can you imagine? What was that conversation like?
I have a bomb next to my anus. Okay? So now, he turned himself in, and the Saudis, they took a commercial, not a commercial airline, but a regular airliner, like freight, and they flew it over to the U.S. where we dissected it, which is good, but could you just imagine what that stinky thing? Anyway, God forbid, somebody
next
had a...
Next is going to be like a suppository bomb.
Vicks under somebody's nose. Well, they're working on that, too.
Great, good.
But, you know, Al-Qaeda is not going to stop, regardless of what the ACLU and everybody else thinks. We can't...
Well, now, thanks to our commander-in-chief, we now have the Muslim Brotherhood in charge of TSA, as advisors.
Isn't that great?
The DOD is advisors. Yeah, I mean, why not? It's like the fox guarding the hen house, right?
I mean, and just think, what do you think TSA is going to do now? They're going to TSA is definitely going to change their screening processes. Now, any natural-born American, white, black, Spanish, Asian, over the age of 90 will be getting strip searched now because that would not be considered profiling.
Right, of course.
So anyone that walks through that looks like a terrorist, by the mere fact that they look like a terrorist, they will not get searched because that would be discrimination.
Right, even though they pay no attention to the grenade launcher.
So, you know, when we find an underwear bomb like this, I feel sorry for the old people who gave all for this country for the past 70 or 80 years and have been through so much that now they have to be subjected to this bunch of crap that the TSA is going to put them through, without a doubt.
You know
it's
coming.
Because our politicians and our system, they're ignorant and they're broke.
Idiots.
Okay? They are all idiots. Let's talk about idiots right now. Here's an idiot. The Crypt Keeper, the esteemed Lautenberg. The esteemed Lautenberg is bitching that the Lautenberg Act and the gun show loophole still has a loophole and allows domestic violence.
You mean his Lautenberg Act?
His Lautenberg Act, okay? So he passed it with a loophole, but of course he doesn't remember because he has effing dementia.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Yeah, he forgot his Aricept.
Correct. And you know what pisses me
who's,
off?
Who's dumber, him or us who keeps reelecting this idiot?
Oh, well, let's talk about that when we come back. I'm not done with Lautenberg. Okay? Senator Cadaver.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives.
We rise to our best for fellow man and stars and stripes.
This segment is brought to you by Prism Electronics. If you need an alarm system for your home or for your business or a closed-circuit camera system, PrismElectronics.com is the way to go.
Now, when Lautenberg came out with this asinine statement early last week, Menendez wasn't there to back him up because he was home in Cuba.
In Cuba.
With, with Chavez, making sure Chavez is all right.
That's very good.
And then he comes here once in a while.
Every now and
again.
But,
you know, Lautenberg is definitely a jackass when it comes to this, and he really just needs to go away. But, you know, Menendez is coming up for re-election, and I just want to send a little signal to Menendez. What's Menendez's first name? Richard?
Is it? You know, I don't know. We just keep referring to him as Che.
He better be careful because look at Senator Lugar. Just lost the primary to
Dick
a
Lugar.
Tea Party conservative.
Can I call you Dick?
Dick Lugar lost. And I think Bob. Okay. I think Menendez better be careful because Gun for Hire Radio over the next couple of weeks is going to be making some endorsement announcements. And I think it's time to boot his ass back to Cuba or Venezuela or whatever the freak he's from. Because if anybody goes back and looks at his voting track records, he ain't for the citizens of the United States.
I don't know
he's
who he's representing.
He's not for the hardworking taxpayers, okay? If you Google piece of shit, there's a picture of him, okay?
That's great.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of Googling pieces of shit, it's only 6 months away from the election, Ant.
Wow.
We need to start rallying the troops together to make sure that the Obama-in-chief doesn't get reelected here. I want to hear from you folks out there who are gun owners who are going to still support Obama. Because, you know, I've heard it from a number of people at the range just talking to people. And they're like, well, you know, he really didn't ban guns like everybody said he was going to. It's all that under the radar stuff that these people just don't get.
So what's your goal now? We're going to have a little thing.
Yeah,
that
we should. Why don't we get in everybody like Scott? Because it's not just a national election now. This is for the whole ball of wax.
Listen. Even Menendez. If Menendez gets reelected, if Obama gets reelected, he's going to need Menendez to appoint Supreme Court justices.
Right.
So I'd rather have a shoe than Menendez in
exactly
office right
yeah.
now.
An old shoe.
Okay? I don't give a shit.
Right.
But yes, something has to happen. I'm tired of this apathy.
You know, look at what our listeners were able to do with that backdoor ammo ban that happened in January. We could do it again.
Because look what the other side's doing. Menendez, his number one supporter, just got arrested for $100,000 in illegal campaign contributions. Okay? They know how to work the system, baby. They're worse than the mafia.
Betcha.
Oh, wait, there's no such thing
there
as the
no
mafia.
There is no such thing as the mafia.
Yeah. A leading donor for Menendez, his name is Joseph Bigica, B-I-G-I-C-A, okay? Insurance broker. This guy, all right, he also admitted to a $2 million tax fraud. This is Menendez's number one donor, okay? The criminals are running the country.
But you see, Johnny Sausage got indicted also.
Yes.
Yeah, because, and he's the one who does all the banquets for all the police officers
correct.
In Newark and Fire Department.
You know,
we have interesting names for folks here, though.
You know, we have to wake up. The lemmings
we have to do something. You know, I think one of the big things is that we have to educate because nobody's really educating. Everyone's being lied to.
Arlen, he makes copies of our radio show on discs and he passes them out to people to listen to.
Right.
You know, we have to keep spreading the word. Listen, I like to joke around that people talk about your deep laugh. They tell you to get a life or whatever the case. But, you know, spread our show around. That's what I started the show for with Sandy. We started it together to break balls.
Right. And we did it. We did it in January. We can do it again. We did it in January when we did not have the numbers that we have right now.
November's right around the corner.
200,000 votes. Just think of what we could do with 200,000
votes. Send Menendez back to Cuba. United we stand, divided we fall.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And this is a public service announcement from Gun for Hire Training Academy. For the four shitbags in Bayonne that were sitting in a car having a drug deal and one discharged a firearm accidentally into another shitbag, rule number one is always keep the gun pointed in a safe direction. Rule number two would be there is no safe direction in a car, you idiot. If the four of you would like, you can come down to my school and I will give you a lesson for free. Of course it is only a ruse because we will just run your dumb asses through the shitbaggerator.
Okay. We have it parked outside.
Okay, so if you want to come on down to Gun for Hire in Belleville, stop by and see Anthony. I got a present for the four of you. Let's be thankful that no innocent people got injured.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of innocent people getting injured, here's another asinine thing. Out in Healy territory, Jersey City, okay, got a 13-year-old kid, Sandy, running around with a toy gun. Now, they made a big deal about it because he got locked up and he was charged with carrying an imitation gun. Let's get something straight. I read everything on the forums underneath on NJ.com. When we were kids and played cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians and army and everything else like that, we portrayed ourselves as that.
Yeah.
Most of the 13-year-old kids in inner city today want to portray themselves as gangsters.
Yeah, exactly.
So this kid, I already heard the inside scoop, this kid was walking around with the toy gun stuck in his waistband and he was brandishing it.
Nice.
Okay, that's a big difference. They chased the kid into an apartment when they received some phone calls because the neighbors thought it was a real gun.
Yeah.
So, and the kid threw the gun in a friend's apartment and ran and hid face down in another apartment, and that's where the cops got him, and then they got the fake gun. So people were like, well, it's just a fake gun. Now, I'm all for toy guns. Obviously, you know that. Water pistols, toy guns, everything. But parents, raise your kids right.
Exactly.
Okay? It's the parents' fault just as much. If I was the judge in juvenile court, I would bring the parents in and I would have the bailiff slap all three of them in the back of the head.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Right. Exactly.
All three in the back of the head because your kid needs to be raised right. I didn't run around 13 years old with a gun in my waistband pretending it was real and brandishing it.
No.
We ran around in the street and we played, and I didn't grow up where there was trees. Okay? So it's not like I can say like I grew up with the silver spoon in my I had a plastic spoon in my mouth. Actually the wooden spoon from the ice cream truck.
The ice cream truck.
The flat one. Try to eat pasta and soup with that. So it's definitely the parents' fault. It's definitely our society's fault and a breakdown of our society because people today, parents want to be their friends of the kids, not the parent of the kid.
Amen.
And that's bullshit. Okay? How about this, Sandy? There's another thing going on. Well, you want to talk about the one, the high schools, the teens in Montgomery, New Jersey?
Montgomery, New Jersey, just north of Princeton, in the liberal bastion of the liberal bastion. Can you imagine this? They've got water pistols, and it's a rite of passage each year in the high school to soak your other classmates with the super soakers. But the townspeople freaked out
They all call the police.
They call the police.
They're walking around. Did you see the pictures? The guns are pink, blue, exactly. Yellow, green. And what are they all colorblind idiots? Or they watch too many Buck Rogers movies or Flash Gordon?
And they all look like super soakers, man. They don't look like guns.
They're going to ban it.
Oh, good.
They're going to ban it.
Are you serious?
They're going to ban it. The town council is going to have a meeting. They want to ban it where the kids can't have super soakers or anything.
Can we give
anymore.
A town a horse's ass award?
If we could, then it's Montgomery, New Jersey gets the horse's ass of the award this month from Gun for Hire. And Jose, we're going to put it up on the site, Montgomery Township, New Jersey. Can you believe this shit? High school kids, they can't walk around super soaking each other. But now if these kids want to make some money... This weekend, Patterson had a gun buyback program, and they were buying water pistols, BB guns, and airsoft guns. And they were paying $50, $25, and $75.
Dude, it's a good thing we didn't get any advance notice of that. I would have gotten a tractor trailer.
I could get water pistols for a quarter. Okay? Whatever happened, first of all, Knappen will tell you, gun buyback programs are illegal
in
New Jersey.
Are.
And no police department has ever taken action on it.
Unless the priest at the church where they do the gun buyback happens to be an FFL, right?
Correct. And there is no FFL.
Oh.
Okay? So it is illegal to do a gun buyback program in New Jersey the way they're being done. And how did water pistols, airsoft guns, pellet guns, and BB guns get classified as firearms?
Well, only in New Jersey.
How about turn a shitbag in and get free
tickets that would
to
be
a game
great.
Or something?
A shitbag buyback.
Oh, what about a game? You know, we talk about this all the time. I don't go to Giants games. I don't go to the Performing Arts Center. I don't go to the Prudential Center. Look what happened the other night at a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Right.
What happened?
Right. There were a group of concert goers who were attacked by a gang of 15 Utes.
They arrested 3 so far.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this when we come back. I want to talk about how they invaded our privacy and our security in this violent society we live in today, but we have to run and cower because of like Prince Booker in Newark.
To the liberty that belongs to you and me, we the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Hey, you know, Ant, we've got a new segment coming up that we're going to be introducing into Gun for Hire Radio, Ask the Expert. So if you go to Ask the Expert at gunforhireradio.com and send in your questions, we'll start to gather them, answer them on the air when we have the various experts like Knappen in or Scott Bakken. And you, of course, are the resident expert.
I could think of something.
When in doubt, make it up, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like a gun forums then.
I'm sorry, you did this after I got all riled up before the commercial about the Prudential Center, so I couldn't really get the STS. Yeah, send me something, I'll answer it. Okay? I answer questions all day. I get 100 emails a day from Gunfire Radio.
I understand that, but ask the expert at gunfireradio.com.
Okay.
Good, here we go.
So here's the deal. I don't go to the Prudential Center.
Yes.
I don't go to the
Well, you
got to
disarm
arena.
Yourself. You have to
have
take your gun
I have a carry permit. I have a carry permit, okay? I have to leave my gun because I can't bring it in the Prudential Center.
How ridiculous.
I can't bring my knives. All I can get away with is maybe a pen. Listen, I'm good with a pen, but 15 kids. One person from Pennsylvania, a 23-year-old guy, broken eye socket, 22 stitches, busted lip, fractured jaw. A father and son, they put the son against the wall and they repeatedly beat him. He fell down and they kicked him. They could have paralyzed him. They could have killed him or whatever. But listen, animals, all right? I like to take Cory Booker and put a gold chain and a $30,000 Rolex on him.
Yeah,
and
send
let
him into the
effeminate
North
Ward. Ass
yeah.
Walk outside the Prudential Center. Let him keep walking around alone with no security detail.
Right.
And let's hear him tell us that stand your ground laws and we're safe in Newark and everything else.
Yeah.
I'd like to see his ass get beat.
Well, did you see what the spokesperson from the Prudential Center said? Oh, this is an isolated incident.
Yeah.
This is very, very safe. Yet, if you notice when you come out of the Prudential Center, to and from the train station, they literally have to set up a flank of police officers to get the people moved from the Prudential Center into Penn Station where they can get mugged at their own.
They use, believe it or not, on a concert night, 125 police officers that are making about $60 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, what deal did the taxpayers and Booker make with that, right? The Prudential Center pays $3 an hour,
right.
And us taxpayers probably pay the other $62. But, you know, 50, how do you defend yourself against a pack of 15 kids? Once you're down on the ground, that's it.
It's done,
you'll end
over.
Up dead or paralyzed or deaf or blind or whatever. I mean, animals, 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 all right?
And you cannot defend yourself in this state.
No, not in this state. We can't stand our ground. We have to run. And I can't outrun 10 to 15 young youth.
Well, who can? I mean, how do you come up against 15 kids who are 20 years old?
You can't. You can't. So I'm pissed off. So Prince Booker, I want to see you out there. And I would love to tell him, we're going to have undercover cops to protect him and then send them all on break and then watch him get his ass beat. You'd think he'd be Twittering it. Ooh, someone just kicked me. Ooh, I'm going to tweet. Ooh, yeah, one guy had nice boots on. Ooh, I'm going to tweet. Were those Jordache jeans? Ooh.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
...550 rapes and 1,100 murders a day are prevented by just showing a gun. Give that to the Brady campaign, huh?
I like it better to shove the gun right in her mouth. Okay, for that dramatic effect.
What's your favorite thing? Bang, bang. Put that down.
You know, Roselle police, they're searching for a man who robbed a convenience store at gunpoint.
Wow, a convenience store robbery in Roselle.
I feel bad for the convenience store workers.
Oh,
you know, I went to a quick check midnight last night,
yeah.
And I'm packing, you know. And I walk in and I look around and I went in the back and I made a decaf coffee and I got my back to the store and I'm looking out at the front. And, you know, because you don't know, someone's just walk in and announce there's a robbery and I ain't complying. You know, but also Patterson had 4 armed robberies that they don't think are related within 2 days. So, you know, so what they'll do is they'll pass a gun every 3-month law in New Jersey, which the politicians, again, feel good legislation. How about keep a shitbag in jail forever legislation?
Yeah, or just put them in jail and keep them there. Don't revolve them out the back door.
I mean, that might be better. Our cops, I talk to cops all the time, they're so broken down because they feel that they brush their asses and risk their lives to put a shitbag away, and then they're right out again.
Yeah,
okay?
And they're out now in the same neighborhood when these guys are taking their family out to a diner for dinner and sitting across the way from the guy they just put in jail a week ago who's laughing at them.
I got an idea. How about when we let a shitbag out of prison and we put him in a halfway house, he stays in the effing judge's house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I like that.
You got a judge with a big-ass house in Essex Fells. 15 shitbags get out. Let them stay with the judge for 6 months to show the judge that they've repented and they're fine now. I like that idea. Because if the judge, that's like a mechanic, an airplane mechanic.
He's got to fly
on the plane.
Right.
Well, I say, Sandy, did you check everything? Yeah, everything's good. Get on the plane. No, I need another minute or two.
Well, you know, they do that with the engine overhauls.
I know they do that. So the guys who overhaul the engine fly with it.
Yeah.
So why not, if the judges feel the guy should get out early for an early release, but let them live with the judges and their family for 6 months. And then if they prove themselves, let them out on the street.
Yeah. Let's get some legislation sponsored.
We're gonna get legislation. Wait, Menendez, can you hear me in Cuba? Menendez, bring me back cigars, you two-faced bastard. Wait, in Lautenberg, ooh, we're doing a seance. Senator Cadaver, this is the right speaking. We need halfway houses and judges'
time
houses.
To Instead, did you see what they're doing now? They're collecting taxpayer money to buy back properties from the banks so they can take serial offenders and child molesters and plop them right in your neighborhood.
Yeah, isn't that great? That's what I would do with them. Man mulch. Okay? Man mulch. I'll tell you what else. What's really, really killing me? Every state is going in the right direction.
Ooh, somebody's calling us.
Uh-oh. It's the bat phone.
It's the bat phone.
You know it was, don't you?
No, who was
Hello?
It? Senator Menendez?
Menendez?
That was the red phone
Menendez,
ringing.
Menendez, how you doing? Senator Menendez. How are you? Que pasa? Como está? I'm speaking Senator Menendez's native tongue.
Yes.
Que tu quieres? Tu mau mau.
Stop now.
Stop it. You idioto. Okay, all right. I hung up on him. Sorry. So, other states, New Hampshire is getting rid of their carry permit.
Right.
Michigan just made tasers illegal.
Well, you gotta clarify that. New Hampshire's getting rid of the need for carry permit.
New Hampshire's getting rid of the carry. You don't need the permit anymore.
Yeah,
if you're over 21 and not a shitbag, you can carry.
Yeah,
you don't need
simple
paperwork.
Oh, you mean just like the founding fathers had originally envisioned this?
Correct. But what New Hampshire's doing is if you want a permit, it's $5 because that's what it costs to make it and laminate it. So that you have reciprocity with other states.
Oh, great.
But if you don't leave New Hampshire, which I don't know why you want to leave New Hampshire, if you don't leave, you don't have to pay anything. You can just start carrying. Michigan last week legalized.
Is that for out-of-state people too?
No, only residents.
Okay. What about us out-of-state?
We do to Florida and Utah non-residents at all the gun-for-hire facilities. That you're okay in New Hampshire. You can carry with a Florida or Utah non-resident.
Can you get a non-resident?
New Hampshire?
Brand?
I have one, yeah.
Oh, very
Of course you can. It's a free state.
Oh.
It's not like here where it's run by people who live in South Central America and the Caribbean. So Michigan, another state.
You don't like this guy, do
Oh,
you?
My God. Michigan legalized tasers. Oh. All right? Just like that shitbag in PA was going to use that taser, but we can't have them. We can't train our women
we're not allowed to have them.
Yeah. In this state.
But we could, I guess a lot of people from out of state don't realize that. We cannot have tasers or stun guns. It's correct. Illegal, period. Correct. End of statement. You just go to jail.
Correct. You go right to jail with
yep.
that.
Yep.
I've had people tell me they think stun guns are a marital aid, but that's another story. by the way, I want to thank CJ for the emails to tell us that the economy was getting better so we could all vote for Obama. That's tongue-in-cheek, by the way, CJ. I'm on your team. But you know what? I'm telling you right now, they're legalizing tasers. New Hampshire is getting rid of paperwork. More and more states are doing this. And here we are in New Jersey and New York.
Oh, it's draconian.
We are the jackass states. Yeah. You know, other states laugh at us. I was in Pennsylvania, man. What a ribbing I took at the range I went. Oh, Holy shit.
I was there over
the weekend, too. Same thing. You know,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was at an airport, a little airport in Pennsylvania, and an old retired Eastern pilot was there. We were talking planes and guns, and he just always said to me is, I can't go to New Jersey in the People's Republic, he said, because I'd immediately be a felon. And he lifted up his shirt, and he's carrying a Wilson Combat on his side. And I'm like, yep, you would be.
Isn't that great? I mean, listen, we get guys. Michael Winters, retired Air Force, lives in Athens, Georgia. Love your show. Have all the podcasts and listen to them repeatedly. And tell Sandy, yes, I do have a life. Okay? Okay? Isn't that nice? Another one from Matthew in Seattle. He was listening to our program in a truck, and he heard me mention the terrorist goats from Ohio, right? We were talking about that. He said it sounded like a little like a B-grade horror film, but he wanted to point out the key point that becoming gainfully employed, the goats need to be standing on their hind legs. Okay? Because they weren't. They were all on all fours, those four Ohio terrorists, the domestic terrorists that were going to blow up the London Bridge or some shit.
They were the London
Bridge. Whatever it was.
The London Bridge in Cleveland.
So I'm really hot. I'll tell you, I'm really, really hot that we live in this state and our politicians do whatever the hell we want. And we need everyone to wake up. Our listeners are the choir. Start spreading the Gun for Hire word. You can email it to people. You can send it to people. Get people to listen. Let's get 500,000 listeners and let's flip New Jersey upside down.
Still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Cut jail overcrowding in a flash. That's right. Clear out entire cell blocks in a fraction of the time it takes to process an appeal. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. Why spend thousands on expensive housing, food, healthcare, and cable TV bills, when you can get the speed, quality, and functionality of the Shitbaggerator for less? Order today, and you can get your very own Shitbaggerator just in time for Founders Day. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you four additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Ship Baggerator and four specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Ship Baggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by. The average 911 response time is now 14 minutes 32 seconds nationally, and even higher in New Jersey.
Wow, 14 minutes.
Can you imagine waiting 14 minutes for the 911 to come up?
I don't wait for 911, but that's just me. I received a certified letter from the NRA, David Keene, president of the NRA.
Oh, really?
I have been appointed to the Education and Training Committee to the National Rifle Association.
How totally cool is that?
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
I have to go to board meetings three times a year and give my input on training and education and how we can improve the programs and what the wants and what the needs are of everyone.
Wow.
In the NRA.
Some young blood there.
Yeah, we're going to get into that as we go along, but I accept it, the appointment, and I sent the letter back, and now I'm waiting to see what the next step is. So this is pretty cool.
That's
so
totally cool.
You know, being a master training counselor, I'm out there. I train a lot of people. The NRA sends me different locales to make people instructors. So I'm honored.
Yeah.
And not many things do it for me. So this did it for me. So thank you, NRA, and let's see what kind of changes I can make before the next big announcement I make. You know, with all of these firearms things that are going on, I want everybody to do a quick review of how defensive their home is and how secure their home is. I would like also to think about how many firearms you have in your house for protection and how you secure them. But Colonel Jeff Cooper said, if your defensive firearm is not within arm's reach of you right now while you're reading this, all of your training was for crap.
Wow.
And, you know,
that,
I'm not
that
a,
makes you think.
Yeah, I'm not an advocate of just having a gun in the bedroom or not. I have three bio safes, well, three rubber button safes. I got rid of the bio safes. Three rubber button safes in my house in different locations so that there's always one around. And I have a carry permit and I wear my gun all the time. And it's not a bad idea for all of you people who've got concealed carry permits to do your homework and wear your gun while you're home. Get used to wearing your gun.
Get used to wearing it, sure.
All right? It's not a bad thing. You'll see how it hits on door frames and how if it's uncomfortable if you're sitting in a chair or whatever. Obviously, you could walk around your property with a gun on. I recommend concealed, you know, as opposed to exposed to piss the neighbors off or start trouble. But it's a great time. I would much rather have my gun on me if my screen door, somebody smashed it in and came into the house, than have to run into one of the areas where I have a gun.
Right, and lock yourself in until you can get it out.
I know it sounds overly paranoid, but, you know, just follow NewJersey.com. I mean, what they're reporting is only a small percentage of what's really going on.
Yeah,
remember, home invasions are classified as burglaries.
Right, and they try to downgrade them to get the statistics down because, like all our cop friends say, it you know, the mayor does not want everybody to know.
Correct.
If they knew what was going on, there'd be a for sale sign on every other house.
We talked about it. Bergen County started a task force for home invasions.
Yeah, after they listened to us.
After they listen, it's good. But I carry a gun all the time when I'm in a house. Now imagine if you're outside barbecuing or you're doing gardening work.
Yeah,
what's wrong
with
having a gun on?
Right, exactly.
If somebody walked around the back of your house to your yard and confronted you and you couldn't get into your house unless you went through them, you know, think about mom. Mom, how are you going to do that? How are you going to get back in the house now?
Right.
Okay. The dog is inside the house barking outside, can't get to the guy who's confronting you. What are you going to do now?
Right. Right.
I know what I'm going to do. So this is something to think about. Whenever someone comes and takes a concealed carry class from us, Utah or Florida, I say, listen, Florida takes 3 weeks. Utah takes 9 weeks to process your application. Put your gun on. Put the holster. Practice how the gun feels. You're not going to be happy with your equipment right away. Wear it around the house. You know, make sure you don't leave it by accident in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with it while you're going to the bathroom? What are you going to do with it when you go to bed at night? I'm not a big advocate of leaving a gun on the nightstand when I go to bed at night. Because, excuse me, if I'm in a deep sleep and the shitbag is stealth, he might pick my gun up off my nightstand and I might wake up looking down the barrel of my gun. A great place to put a holster is behind your nightstand. They also make holsters that go on like between your mattress and your box spring, and the sheets or the blanket cover the holster. I'm more for the element of surprise.
How do you get a holster attached to the nightstand? Is that something you have to fabricate yourself?
I bought a nylon holster, Sandy, yeah. And I put two short screws, and I screwed the holster. And when I go to bed at night, my 8-shot revolver is sitting right there in the back of the nightstand. And my wife has something similar on her side of the bed. Again, I'm really high profile. I got to worry about something going on, but it's a great tool. It's a great way to be prepared. And when I come home at night, I don't take my gun off. I walk around the house with my gun on. I walk around with my same carry gear that I'm wearing all day. When I get ready for bed, then I take it off. When I'm in the bathroom, my gun is there in the bathroom with me. Again, I still have a 17-year-old in the house whose friends come over, so otherwise, I would have guns all over the house like Hummels, and I would have candy dishes full of ammo and loaded magazines. That's how I would live.
A little Yadro bowl with like 9mm. That would be totally cool.
Every once in a while you'd find a different round, like a hollow point or a Hydra Shock mixed in. You know, it's like kind of find it.
When red M&M.
Exactly. So, but that's what I do in my house. I have other things I can't divulge unless you take a class and, you know, we get into it. Because I don't want the shitbags to hear
exactly.
it. But
we've got a lot of listeners right now, so we are really careful sometimes with what we like.
Correct. But you need to be prepared that way. You need to review your home and your home defense plan and practice it. And you got to start using doors and locks, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, the world is not like we used to be.
I mean, we say this over and over again, and you know, I don't want to say it so much that the normalcy bias comes into play and everybody freaks out and just hides, you know, their heads in the sand.
It's bad.
It is bad. So what's going on with Gun for Hire Academy, speaking of training?
Whoa, we're busy. 6 locations in mobile training. On the 19th, Urban Pistol 1. On the 19th, Urban Shotgun 1. On the 20th, we have a Kali knife class in Belleville. You really don't want to miss that.
That's really a great class.
On the 26th, we have a concealed carry weapons preparation class, where we prepare a drawing from a holster, presentation, and everything for anybody who has a carry permit.
Very cool.
On June 28th, we have Executive Protection 2. If anybody's taken our Executive Protection 1 class, that's a 4-day class. We go into the city and everything. You learn how to do a security detail from my guys.
Nice.
On June 29th, we are going to be at the South Jersey Shooting Club, Gun for Hire South. Evan Knappen's going to be doing a book signing at the sporting goods store, Bangers.
And Gun for Hire Radio is going to be broadcasting that day, too.
Didn't I say that? Oh, Gun for Hire Radio will be broadcasting a show. Evan Knappen will be there signing the Gun Bible. June 29th. It's a Friday night. Save the date. Build a bear anytime, anywhere. Build your own AR with Jimmy G, the gun guy. October 13th at the Edison in Rosewood, Friends of the NRA Dinner, sponsored by Gun for Hire and the Bullet Hole. Gun for Hire has a ladies' club, Gun for Her, on Facebook, on our website. Gun for Hire Radio is on Facebook, and the Gun for Hire Group Therapy app is
totally
on the iPhone.
Cool.
We've sold a lot of them, a lot of positive responses, and it's coming out for Android phone in a couple of weeks. Ivan, Uncle Droid, who did our free app that King had a problem with, that app is available now for iPhones, the group therapy app. Just search NRA on your smartphone, your iPhone, and our app comes up like second or third. Download it, upgrade it, let me know what you think of it. It will improve your shooting. I'm getting emails from people in the Midwest that are using it on an iPad to teach people.
Great.
Isn't that great? And to all our sponsors, thank you. Our listeners, not so much.
Well, it looks like you did it again. You wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. See you next week. My home.